Be reading from the Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 13 through 35. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. One of them said, whose name was Cleopas, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word, and went before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hope that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe that what the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 there, companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made to known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." You may be seated. You know, this is one of the favorite resurrection stories to Easter people, to the Christian people, those who follow him. I particularly like it because it was in the moment those two people who were heartbroken at the loss of Jesus walking along, it was in their midst that the risen Christ appeared, and they didn't even realize that Jesus was with them, that Jesus was on the journey with them. And as Jesus carefully began to unpack scriptures that related to his the prophecies about him coming into the world, they were growing stronger in their faith. And along on this journey, in the invitation to dine with them, when Jesus chose to come in with them, when they break bread together, when Jesus has blessed the meal, their eyes are opened to his appearance, to know him as he intended to be known. And so I think on this this day that we're calling the one great day of service, I think I want us to think about the journey. I want us to think about how sometimes we get so busy on our regular journeys that we often overlook the risen Christ around us. We often neglect to feel the power of the Holy Spirit working in situations, working in other people's lives, working in our own lives to feel the presence of the risen Christ within us. Because I think when we feel the presence and the power of the risen Christ within us, we are encouraged to give more of ourselves, to do more for those around us who need that kind of help. Friends, this is the great day of service, and I'm about to ask you to make a journey. Some of you won't be going on that journey because some of you, we know, have mobility challenges. And so for those of you who won't be making that journey, your journey may take place, we hope, downstairs in the fellowship hall. We have your journey set up and ready for you. We have guides that will be down there to help you. Those of you that can't walk or do this journey with the bulk of the church, you'll be putting together UMCOR health kits, kits that will be transitioned over to the United Methodist Committee on Relief. You'll be putting together kits that will be vital. You know, this past evening, out in East Texas, in Canton, out in Van Zandt County and Raines County, out in that area where the tornadoes ravaged that area, people will be in desperate need of things that you will be putting together downstairs in those UMCOR health kits, basic necessities that will be useful in the case of emergencies. So you can, as you're putting those health kits together, those of you who won't be on the other part of the journey, know that you are doing a really good thing for people that you will never meet. Your hands that put items in a bag, in a factory or an assembly line fashion, you will be doing a really great thing. For the rest of us, those who are able to walk, those who are able to drive, as you leave the sanctuary today, we're going to hand you an envelope. This envelope has your mission on it. That mission will be to go to the store that is named on that envelope and to use the $10 bill that you will find in that envelope, the seed money that your church is giving you, the money that you will take to this store and buy the items that are on that envelope. Now, feel free, if you want to do more than the $10 the church has given you, feel free. Feel the power of the Holy Spirit to make that gift back to the community. Our two recipient groups in this county that will be receiving the help that you are doing today are the WISE Area Relief Missions. We call them WARM. Everybody knows them, but also the WISE Hope Shelter, the shelter where people who have been battered can go and can find relief from battering situations. So we have carefully kind of split the list up. It's going to be random. The envelopes that you will receive have a store. If you are here with someone else, if it is a spouse or a significant other, you may be getting an envelope to two different locations. Please don't panic. Remember, this is a day of the Holy Spirit. You can both shop at the same store. But our intent has to be to spread out around this community the stores that we know are open and the stores that carry what is on this list. So we have done some careful pre-planning for you. We don't want the cash register aisles to be backed up. We tried to spread this out, and so at each one of these exits, you all will receive this envelope that has the $10 bill. We ask you not to wait until tonight to go shop. We want you to go shop this morning to bring back whatever you have purchased and to bring this envelope back. Our youth are going to be out here on the parking lot where the church trailer is in between the Mac and this building, and they would love for you to pull up and to drop off the goods that you've purchased. We've got tubs inside the trailer out there. We'll be sorting them and preparing them to be delivered tomorrow. And then, because you all have done a really great thing, we want you to then park your cars and come back over to the Mac, and we're going to have lunch together. We hope that you have 30 minutes roughly of this worship service. This is an act of worship. Please don't leave. Please don't decide that you don't want to participate because you've never done this. Remember, it's on the journey that our eyes are open. You may have a chance while you're at the store to mention what God is doing in your life, that you are shopping for your church today because you are doing a really great thing for someone you may never meet. And so we hope that you will feel what the Spirit is doing in our church and that you personally will feel the power of the Holy Spirit to go do this simple act of worship. Our children, they have an activity plan. So if you have children, know that your children will be in good hands while you are shopping. Our nursery will remain open until 11:30, so you have time to go do your shopping and to come back and to pick up your kids. We are planning on eating between 11:15 and 11:30, so you have plenty of time. Again, we've spread you out across the community. Not everybody's going to Walmart. Not everybody's going to the Dollar Tree. Not everybody's going to Lowe's Home Improvement or Lowe's Grocery Store. We have strategically spreading it out. And so cheer one another up when you see them in the store. Encourage the cashier. Tell them how much God loves them and tell them that we are loving people by this act of service. I know, I hope, and I pray that we will have great response. I hope that we have to find pickup trucks to fill up that little trailer out there. But we're going to do what God is allowing us to do this day as an act of faith, as an act of worship. So know that you are being empowered now to go out and to give to others, to make this small sacrifice this morning. Again, if you're mobility impaired, you don't think you can get out and go to a store, we have that UMCOR project for you downstairs in the fellowship hall. And we have people down there that can tell you how to put those together. We just need your hands and your hearts to go down there and help us assemble those health kits. So we think we have all things covered. If this turns out to be something that we want to do again, we know God will help fill in where we messed up this time. But just know we are relying on the Holy Spirit, and exciting things happen when we count on the work of the Holy Spirit. So I want to say thank you. I know our volunteers will be at the doors. We've got 150 envelopes. So if you are a couple and we run out of those envelopes, still go. Both of you can still pair up. But if you're a couple and you each want one, thank you. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for being able to add whatever else you want to add to that that list. These are kind of staple products, things that won't expire, that kind of have some shelf life to them. The cleaning products that both Warm and the Hope Shelter use and give to their clients. So don't be surprised by some of the things on here. We're not telling you brands or sizes. And I think it would be an awesome thing if our grocery store shelves were kind of cleaned out by this great act of service this day. So again, feel the working of the Spirit in your life. Feel that God loves you and God is using you to love other people. So thank you for that. Let's pray. Oh God, we are just so thankful that you have brought us together on this road to Emmaus. We're thankful for your Son, Jesus the Christ, and for his sharing of himself. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit who is guiding us this day. And we thank you, oh God, that as we go out into the world, that you are glorified, that we can reach out to those who are having to work on this day of yours, that we can encourage them and thank them for who they are and let them know that the church is alive in this community.